Thank you for joining us for Big Blue Doors Podcast. Big Blue Doors storytelling shows called Big Blue Door Jams take place the third Thursday of every month at different venues in Charlottesville. Look for the next location and upcoming themes at bigbluedoor.org. The story you are about to hear was told in August of 2012 by Ray Netzel. The theme of the show was unnecessary suffering. This story contains mature content.
When I was a senior at Towson University, I left the swim team. This may come important later. And I lived by two guiding principles. I wanted to have sex. I wanted to have meaningful sex with Mary Williford, my modern dance teacher. My other guiding principle was I found a muse, and these things overlapped in this period of time, and my muse was George Michael. George Michael was the shit, Jen knows. And he had just come out with an album called Faith. And the song on it that we all heard first was I Want Your Sex. And the chorus, if you don't know the song, the chorus of that song is I want your sex, I want your love, I want your sex, I want your sex. So I met Mary Williford. She was a guest teacher, and she was in the hallway. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? Who are you? What are you doing? She said, oh, I'm here. I'm a guest instructor. I'm teaching Modern Dance 2. And I went and I signed up for Modern Dance 2. Even though I didn't have the prerequisites, I somehow talked my way into the class. And so the first three classes, I flirted my butt off. I didn't think she was getting it. So in the fourth class, I said, hey, Mary, can I talk to you after class? And so we went into her office, and I knew that if I just spoke the words of George Michael, that she would get it, and she would feel what I felt. And I said, once she closed the door, I bet it would be nice if I could touch your body. Oh, no, not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away, because I know all the games you play, because I play them too. I can't believe it. I did that. Fuck, I can't believe it. And it worked! And we were making out on her desk! And for the next, like, five classes, I'd go to class, we'd pretend we didn't know each other, and then we'd meet after class, we'd make out like crazy. I wanted her to come back to my house, and she didn't think that was right, but she bought me tickets to a Tom Waits concert in Washington, D.C., we went to this Tom Waits concert, and we were, like, singing and dancing and, like, making out. And we did a lot of making out. Not a lot of sex, but a lot of making out. And on the way back home, I'm like, I'm so freaking pumped up. I'm like, this is it, George Michael. I'm working. It's working. We're going to have sex tonight. We're going back to her place. We're going to have sex. And we get a couple blocks away. She says, oh, we can't go back to my place because Kim is there. I'm like, who's Kim? She says, Kim's the guy I live with. And I was like, no, it can't be. You can't live with a guy, especially if his name is Kim. You can't, that can't be what's happening here. I won't know. I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be the one who, I will be your teacher, teach you anything you had in mind. Anyway, I wasn't really scared of Kim because she was with me and also his name was Kim. But she went home and I drove back to Baltimore and I got there, and I stayed up all night, and I wrote her a six-page handwritten single-spaced letter on yellow legal pad. All my feelings, a lot of George Michael lyrics. I gave it to her. She read it. In the next class, I said, hey, you got my letter? Did you read the letter? And she said, yeah, I got it. It overwhelmed me. I didn't know what to do. So I let Kim read it. I thought he would give me some advice. Now I hate it, Kim, because he was reading my letter. And she said, Kim said, well, if this is something you have to explore, If this is something you have to experience, maybe you should. Now I loved Kim. So we went back to what we do all the time. We started making out in her, in the office, like behind the curtain, all over the place. I said, no, you've got to come back to my place. We went back to my place. All my roommates were gone. We're like making out on the couch and on the kitchen. We went in the shower. Still haven't had sex yet. And somehow in the shower, because I'm just freaking like pumped up and she's light and dancy, I don't know the position, but I pull the soap dish off the shower. I break the tile in the shower. We leave the shower. We go into my bedroom, which is just a futon on the floor because I'm in college. She's naked on my bed. I'm standing there naked. Now, this is the important part. I'm not this guy naked. I'm long blonde hair, swim team guy from Baltimore, naked, and I'm like freaking out. I'm saying, this is perfect, because I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, and now you're in my life, and it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be fantastic. And she says, Ray, I'm just exploring this. When I leave here, I'm going to go back to Kim. Mary, before this river becomes an ocean, before I pour my heart out on the floor, oh, baby, I reconsider this foolish notion, because I need someone to hold me, but I'll wait for something sure. Thank you.